I have two passages. One is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, Colossians 3, 12 through 14. So just those two I will be reading. This is about the 15th, I think, of meditations as we prepare to come to the table of the Lord. And these are all on the one another's that we are commanded to apply. The first one is Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 3. This is the living word of God. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then Colossians 3, 12 through 14. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Father, help us to understand this scripture and apply it and prepare our hearts, we pray, that we will come to your table rejoicing in your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, several months ago, we looked at what it means to bear one another's burdens. It's a little different phrasing here and purpose. Bear one another's burdens. That was Galatians 6:2. There it said that we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, which is the law of love. That means basically to help them bear up under their load. Here in this verse in Ephesians, and Colossians, we're talking about bearing one another. It's speaking in another way, to show love for one another. Another way to show love for one another. It's related to the person themselves and how we relate with them, how we show love to them in our relationship with them. So bear with one another basically means to be patient with one another and with one another's weaknesses. Accept one another, in other words, according to Romans 14 and 15, which I will not look at today, but it talks about accepting one another. We are to be forgiving, dear family. So bear with can also mean, though, and I looked this up in the dictionary, it can also mean to endure, right? To bear with, to endure, or just tolerate, or to put up with. But as Christians, dear family, to bear with means a lot more than just enduring, or just tolerating, or just putting up with one another. Certainly, it means much more than that. In the Ephesians 4 text here, it says this bearing with is part of our walk with as a Christian. It's part of our walk. It's part of our calling to walk with humility with those in the family of Christ. And it says that we are to bear with one another in love. Indeed, it certainly takes the love of Christ poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit to do this at all. And in the application of that love, it says we are to walk with each other in several ways, in lowliness and gentleness. And I would say basically that means in humility. And it said with long suffering. We don't use that word very often anymore. Long suffering, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So it's an endeavor. It's a work. That is a work of faith and a labor of love. And then in the Colossians text, it says bearing with one another is in the context of putting on Christ's likeness. We're going to put him on. Especially, it said, in that list, tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and again, long suffering or patience. Verse 13 says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Now, complaint there basically means a grievance, or could be a grievance. You know, maybe you have been wronged. And you have something against your brother or sister. Yet we are not, dear family, to bear a grudge. But we are to bear with one another. That may be difficult. It must be done in the Spirit. A key way to think about this is to remember how much the Lord has been patient with us, has been long-suffering and patient and forgiving toward us. Matthew Henry said, if God is long-suffering to us, under all our provocations of him, we should exercise long-suffering to others. Our provocations, that's an older word. Basically, how have we provoked him? Well, we've sinned against him. We've rebelled against his holy law, his perfect law. We have transgressed, and we have grieved him. One definition of long-suffering I saw, it said, a person who is long-suffering is not quick to retaliate or promptly punish someone who has insulted, offended, or harmed them in some way. Not quick to do that. Long-suffering, I believe, is the opposite of unrighteous anger. It is closely associated with mercy in the Scriptures. Patience is an attribute of God and a fruit of his Holy Spirit. So we are growing in that here. May it be even more so. Dear saints, how much has the Lord had to bear with us? He bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might have life. He bore much for us. This table reminds us of that every Lord's Day, what he did for us. His body was broken for us. His blood was shed for us. That's what it means as we come to the table. Ephesians 2 says this. This is who our God is. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, because we sin, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. What an amazingly loving God. We are to clothe ourselves, dear family, with love, it says. Put on love, which moves us to forgive. And we're to exercise patience and mercy with one another. We are to put on Christ. We're to grow in Christ's likeness. In Ephesians 4, Paul beseeched us. He said, to walk worthy of the calling with which we were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. This is sacrificial love, the sacrificial love of Christ. This is the agape love we talk about, which saints can apply by the power of the Holy Spirit. At the end of Ephesians 4, it says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And so, fellow members of the body of Christ, let's bear one another in love, bear with one another in love. Let's put on love. Let's walk in love by the Spirit and rejoice that the Lord has borne our sin by the sacrifice of his life so that we can bear one another with one another and love one another as he has commanded. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your kindness to us and your patience and forgiveness. Lord, for bearing with us with great patience and mercy and enabling us by your Spirit to love one another and to bear with one another in humility and to forgive as you have forgiven us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, if we have a complaint against another member of your family, may we come to this table with a willingness to be patient and loving and to obey your command, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Lord, we come in faith that you give grace to do this as we come. And we rejoice in your sacrificial love for us. In the name of our Lord Jesus, our King and our Savior, we pray. Amen.